Soon, something like that, from George Shearing, written by Tom Jones, apparently. What did it? Soon It's Gonna Rain. Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt wrote that, and we heard George Shearing here on 95.9 at 12.01 p.m. It's Temple Tent Revival, and we'll be back in a minute or two right after these important announcements.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, at 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B 2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Seamus Hamilton Pattison speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Tune into On My Way Home, broadcast on CKUW 95.9 FM on Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Hosted by your host with the most, Justin Fuhr, On My Way Home is a show exploring music, lyrics, and literature. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll keep me in your heart for a while. On My Way Home, it's a drive-home show for when you're already home. Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM in one great city of Winnipeg, Manitoba.
As Winnipeggers, we know that summer sunshine is precious, but too much sunshine can pose a risk to your health. Here are a few suggestions to beat the heat and protect yourself this summer. When the UV index is 3 or higher, cover up. Wear light-colored, long-sleeved shirts, pants, and a wide-brimmed hat made from breathable fabrics. Look for sunglasses with protection against both UVA and UVB rays. And no, in extreme heat, some medications can increase your health risk and may make your skin more sensitive to UV rays. If you are taking medication, ask your healthcare provider if it increases your risk and follow their recommendations. Be smart. Beat the heat.
Hello, hello, hello. Kits Temple here to tell you about a couple of lunchtime shows on 95.9 that might just satisfy your listening appetite. Every second Tuesday from noon to 1, take a bounce through the jazz century in Little Big Tent, where we celebrate the past 100 years, one decade per month all this school year. Grab an LBT for your Tuesday lunch, Little Big Tent with me, Kits. And every other weekend, it's the usual unusual at the Temple Tent Revival. Saturdays, 11 to 1, a truly eclectic 2 hours of timely topics treated in titles, tunes, and texts, contemporary and vintage from anywhere and everywhere. Hope you'll have lunch soon with me, Old Kits, on 95.9 FM campus and community CKUW.ca.
In Canada, wildlife is never far away. Birds, bats, deer, snakes. These and other wild species are often found where many of us live, in towns, cities, and suburban neighborhoods. Sadly, many people see these animals as pests that invade homes and gardens. Aren't we invaders too? As our communities continue to grow, we destroy animals' natural habitat and force them to adapt to ours. But we can learn to live in harmony with wildlife, even in our biggest cities. Welcome animals that help control insects and rodents naturally. Seal your garbage carefully to avoid attracting unwanted visitors. Look for holes in your house where wildlife can get in. And that's just a start. To learn more about how you can live with wild neighbors, visit hww.ca.
To go back where the space is wider, to ride some horseback and roll my own smokes. Longing to go back where people seem politer, to say hello and evening I'll go. I've been way so long, I think this is the right road, but it's changed so much, I know for sure. Yes, the day will come and I'll be on the right road. I'm saying hello and evening I'll go. I can send off a letter to her, but that would leave no surprise. No, I got to wait, or wait for that look in their eyes. And I'll sit by the creek where the water runs cool, and I know I'll have such a good time. I'm saying hello, and evening I'll go. I can smell the coffee brewing. I'll take my black, you know it's good, it's good to be back. Go and tell me how you folks been doing. I'm saying hello, and evening I'll go. Hey Bill, won't you tell me when that train to stop? I wanna get off and say hello to a couple of people I think I still know. And I want to miss my words, I'll take a piece of the cake if they make. I can't be late, you got to get what's on the plate. Coffee brewing. I'll take my black. You know it's good. It's good to be back. Don't tell me how you folks been doing. I'm saying hello and evening I'll go. Hey Bill, won't you tell me when that train will stop? I wanna get off and say hello to a couple of people I think I still know. And I do too. And I ain't one to miss my words. I'll take a piece of the cake if they make. I can't be late. You got to get what's on the plate. Yo, little Leo. I'm saying hello, and even I'll go. Give me some room, you can't do it too soon.
Dan Hickson's Hot Licks. Last Train to Hicksville, Home of Happy Feet, and we just heard Cowboy's Dream number 19. Just because it's summertime and people are going places, hitting the road and traveling and being away from home and going back home. And if you're a fringe performer and you're on the road, have a good season. And I hope your van doesn't get broken into. And I hope you don't have a wheel fall off the bus. And I hope lots of people go to your shows. And I hope you don't find that you're stuck in the middle of some kind of IT disaster. Apparently yesterday things stopped abruptly. Blue screens, nothing but blue screens from now on. Everything stops for IT sometimes. Everything stops for T for technology, or little Noel Coward, little Long John Baldry, who came to Canada, didn't he just? So we'll fit him in right now. It's tea time, or lunchtime, or let's listen to Everything Stops for Tea from the album of the same name.
Yes. No, I'm sorry. I'm frightfully busy today.
Oh, Mr. Bulger, can I have your autograph?
Oh, God, I can't write.
But I've come a long way. Oh, shit.
Well, it's an equally long way to go back, isn't it?
Oh, Mr. Baldry, can I play a song of mine?
Oh, must you?
Yes, I really must.
Oh, go on then. Yes, it's awfully good, Mr. Lennon.
Will you use it on your new album?
I don't know. I'll have to call you. I'm sorry, I've got the phone in the other phone. Yeah, hello, hello. No, I'm sorry, I'm just being driven completely up the wall today. I just can't cope. I'm sorry.
Here's your tea, Mr. Baldry.
Oh. Bless your heart. Thank you. Every nation in creation has its favorite drink. France is famous for its wine, its beer in Germany. Turkey has its coffee, and they serve it blacker than ink. Russia goes for vodka. England loves its tea. Oh, the factory may be roaring with the boom-a-lacka, zoom-a-lacka wee, but there isn't any roar when the clock strikes four. Everything stops for tea. Oh, a lawyer in the courtroom, in the middle of an alimony plea, has to stop and help the poor when the clock strikes four. Everything stops for tea. It's a very good English custom, though the weather be cold or hot. When you need a little pickup, you'll find a little teacup will always hit the spot. You remember Cleopatra, she had a date to meet Mark Antony at 3:00. But he came an hour late, she said you'll have to wait, 'cause everything stops for tea. Now they may be playing football, and the crowd is shouting, kill the referee. But no matter what the score, when the clock strikes four, everything stops for tea. Now the gopher may be golfing, and is just about to make a hole in 3. It always gets him sore when the clock strikes four, 'cause everything stops for tea. It's a very good English custom, and a stimulant for the brain. When you feel a little weary, a cup will make you cheery, and is cheaper than champagne. Now I know just why Franz Schubert didn't finish his unfinished symphony. He would have written more, but the clock struck four, and everything stops for tea.
Says his brighter days ahead, and that Smile Please from Fulfillingness's first finale, which came out exactly 50 years ago, I think so, 1974, June or July. Fulfillingness's first finale from the summer of 74, and from even earlier than that, here's some other talented persons whose visions are inner, and let's hear from the Blind Boys of Alabama. This is Rain, because that's on our minds a lot these days, so let's just
all right,
keep
LA,
up that
put
theme.
Your hands together and let's welcome Clarence Felton and the Blind Boys of Alabama.
I didn't come here looking for Jesus. I brought him along with me. Rain, rain, rain.
Well, it didn't it rain, Jerry. God's gonna send the water from Zion. It's gonna raise his heaven up high. It's gonna rain, rain, rain. Well, it's gonna rain, Jerry. God's gonna send the water from Zion. He's gonna raise his heaven up high. It's gonna rain, rain, rain. My Lord, then my God got angry upon his throne. They banged it at the hidden baby. Kingdom on his head, go down an angel, stir up a flood. Go back to sun, change the moon into blood. Then come back angels and bar the door. The time has been, won't be no more. They tell me, great God, when it started to rain. Women and the children, they begin to scream. They knocked on the window, battered at the door. My brother,
this one can't be my ass of you. Lord, this one can't be my last of you. These ass my friend, it can't be. It's a long lane, got no end. It's a long lane, it's got no end. It's a long lane, ain't got no end. There's a bad wind that never changed. Lord, it's too white horses in a line. Well, it's too white horses in a line. Well, it's too white horses in a line. Well, take me to my burying ground. My heart stopped beating, my hands got cold. My heart stopped beating, my hands got cold. Well, my heart stopped beating, Lord, my hands got cold. It wasn't no moon, but I was cold. Have you ever heard of hope in time? Have you ever heard a coffin sound? Have you ever heard a coffin sound? Then you know that the poor boy is in the ground. Oh, dig my grave with a silver spade. Let's dig my grave with a silver spade. Well, dig my grave. With a silver spade, you may leave me down with a golden chain. Have you ever heard a church bell tone? Have you ever heard a church bell tone? Have you ever heard a church bell tone? Then you know what the poor boy did it.
Blind Lemon Jefferson. I just noticed I've also got some Blind Willie McTell, but this is Blind Willie Johnson. Is Willie McTell also he's here too. There they are. They're both there, Blind Willie Johnson and Blind Willie McTell. Anyway, we just heard from Blind Lemon Jefferson, See That My Grave Is Kept Clean, which followed... do I have to go to Spinatron? Which followed Fulfilling. This is first finale number, Smile, Please. We've been listening to here in the temple, Tent Revival, Part 2. Since noon, we've had Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks, Long John Baldry, Stevie Wonder, Blind Lemon Jefferson, and I think we're going to have something now from Robert Wyatt, who was a Soft Machine member and also worked on his own a lot after leaving Soft Machine. But I'm having a hard time choosing between the United States of Amnesia to follow See That My Grave Is Kept Clean or The Age of Self. Those are all from Rotten Hat. It seems to me Robert Wyatt also had an album that came out 50 years ago, and I don't think it was Rotten Hat. United States of Amnesia. Can always turn it over to the other one if we're dissatisfied with the results. I did preview this the other day. I just don't remember which one I thought I'd go with. Maybe I just thought I'd go with the one that fit our timing then. Robert Wyatt, famous for music, famous also for being a very creative, productive human being in lots of ways. We're featuring many artists who have made their way through this world with disabilities to contend with of one kind and another. It's been said, and I agree, that we all have disabilities, and some of them are visible, some of them are not visible, but from Old Rotten Hat, which came out in 85, he did have an album that came out 50 years ago. Rock Bottom came out 50 years ago in 74, and just bring that up because we've been dealing with so many anniversaries and historical facts, but don't know if we're going to get around to Mingus by Joni Mitchell, because that was also not 50 years ago, but 45 years ago. And I was thinking about it, but time moves on and I'm still talking. It's 28 minutes to one, which means 28 minutes of Temple Tent Revival. And then it's time for Kelly Hughes with the Ivory Tower, which is followed at 3 o'clock by Eclectic Residence, which is an eclectic pop show. And then it's Star Road Junction with Jesse. We've got prog rock, 2 hours of really interesting compositions and rock and roll of the progressive kinds. And I say kinds because there's way more than one kind. And Jesse will bring them to you today at 4 till 6. And then in the evening, there's Dance Hall Fever and Redbox Radio and We Build Hits. I don't know, lots of things that show titles that have been on this station for years and years and years. I heard some great whistling. You heard that whistling in the Robert Wyatt piece, which was called United States of Amnesia. I think I know what we'll play next. People everywhere just want to be free. But before we do that, I'll just mention that I'm mentioning... Oh, and we did hear the Five Blind Boys of Alabama with Rain, because there's been a lot of rain, so we put a lot of rain in the show today. We had Bobby Humphrey with the Rain and George Shearing with the Rain. And oh, I got to bring us some Evelyn Glennie, too. She's here today with me, but yeah, I think we just want to have a little freedom anthem. I think, who was singing in here? Phoebe Snow is joining the boys in the band. Let's just put it on. It's from a live show, the New York Rock and Soul Review Live at the Beacon, which was a record that Donald Fagen put out. Donald Fagen from Steely Dan. Yeah, so he's in there. They're all in there. Well, I don't know. Just live at the Beacon, 1991. The New York Rock and Soul Review, because this is what we're feeling in our hearts. People everywhere just want to be free. They got to.
The coffee brewing. I'll take my black. You know it's good. It's good to be back. Gonna tell me how you folks
tune them down again. We don't want to go backwards in time. It's just a question of who's on first.
Everywhere, just wanna be free.
Well, I'm Kits Temple. You're tuned to Temple Tent Revival. The time is 12:38 p.m. in the city of Winnipeg, so we're on Central Daylight Time here, and it's very much daylight. We've got sunshine. We've got rain maybe coming. In fact, I couldn't tell you right now for sure. Let's just update the weather page. We're so free that we're playing some unusual kind of music in the background, because this is a very eclectic program. Temple Tent Revival will play everybody for just about. As long as I like it, I'll play it. And, you know, I had a great folk festival last weekend. I met lots of people, old friends, and made some new friends, and met someone out there who's got a son. So this is like how many people's sons now have we brought your way on this radio program? Quite a few of the people we know around here, we've got sons and daughters in the music business, and we've been bringing them your way on Temple Tent Revival. And maybe not so much on Little Big Tent, but that could be coming because we're moving into the present jazz era. And I know some people's sons who are jazz players too. How about that? This background music we've got going on here is, where did the details go? Hudson Lee. Hudson Lee with the Gyrofield remix. Or would you say gyro? The gyroscope? Gyroscope. We had one in the house when I was a kid. Gyrofield remix or Gyrofield remix, depending on your G's. Well, geez whiz, this is not what you usually hear in Temple Tent Revival or Little Big Tent, but you can find more of this on Transland, definitely Transland, which I believe is Tuesday nights, or Soft Robotics with Victoria, although I'm thinking maybe Soft Robotics is on hiatus right now. I'm not certain. I saw it on the Spinatron calendar, but then when I went to the CKUW calendar, so cross-reference your calendars. There's one on the CKUW page. There's one on the Spinatron page, spinatron.com/CKUW, or write CKUW in the little box to search us up. And there you'll see the playlists, mine and other people's. We're making shows here. It's campus and community radio, so we're a bunch of volunteers. You could be too if you like to do that kind of thing, play with audio equipment or share your great finds with people or discuss topics of interest and potential interest. This is a two-hour show from 11 till 1 every second weekend. Next weekend at this time, come back for Nicole in the electric chair. The electric chair's got Scott, it's got Billy Bragg, it's got pop music and protest songs. We've got a lot of variety here on Saturdays, you know, with Ivory Tower and myself here in the temple. And how about some Evelyn Glennie, since we're listening to artists who also are, is it a community? They're in the disabled person's community. There's all kinds of abilities and disabilities in this world. And here's a person of great abilities who, like Beethoven, has a hearing impairment. This is Evelyn Glennie. I almost turned myself off there. Playing a little Vivaldi with the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra. She's also got some works on here by Christopher Hatzis, which I'd like to bring you, but we're going to just move things along and go with a shorter selection. So the third movement from, where is it? You want me to tell you later or now? It's Vivaldi, it's Evelyn Glennie, it's the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra, and it's the Piccolo Concerto in C major. Let's see if we can hear her now. My fault. Too many buttons in front of me, and I'm hitting all the wrong ones. So I'm going to back her up and start her again for your listening pleasure. Evelyn Glennie with the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra. The album, the MCO Under the Baton of Anne Manson. The album is Mirage Concertos for Percussion. We've got Vivaldi, Hatzis, Corelli, and Osterly. Or is it Esterly? Michael Osterly. Points West from here, and so yeah, great record. You've caught me just still lining this up here. Where did we go? Let's stick with Manitoba in a sense. Somebody who came and went, came here for high school, left again not long afterward, was supposed to do a concert here earlier this week at the ballpark on Wednesday, couldn't make it, and we've had some songs, particularly at the beginning of the show, we were featuring some music from theater and film. So this is Motion Pictures. This one's, it says in parentheses, for Carrie. That would be Carrie Snodgrass, his wife. That was his wife for a while, wasn't it? Carrie Snodgrass. Motion Pictures from On the Beach, which I myself have the LP of, and that's so scratched that I'm going to bring you a digital version right now.
Motion pictures on my TV screen, a home away from home, and I'm living in between. But I hear some people have got their dreams. I got mine. I hear the mountains are doing fine. The morning glory is on the vine, and the dew is falling. The ducks are calling. Yes, I've got mine. While all those people, they think they've got it made, but I wouldn't buy, sell, borrow, or trade anything I have to be like one of them. I'd rather start all over again. Headlines, they just bore me now. I'm deep inside myself, but I'll get out somehow, and I'll stand before you, and I'll bring a smile.
We did it again. She's singing low, swing low. We're going to bring her back, though. We're going to bring her down and up and up and down. This is Diane Schur from Blues for Sure. Who will the next fool be? Because it's the Fringe, and the fools are out there. You can find them, but who will the next fool be? I don't think it's Diane Schur. She's nobody's fool.
Get rid of me. Who will the next fool be? I know, yes, I know. There's some things about you she'd like to know. 'Cause after all is said and done, you won't be satisfied with anyone. So after you get rid of me, baby, who will the next fool be? Will she believe all those lies? End up like me with tears in her eyes. I know, yes, I know. And satisfied with anyone. So after you get rid of me, baby, who will the next fool be?
Was Diane Sure?
If you play piano,
oh, I don't know who that is. Blues for sure, yeah, for sure. And two U's in Sure. That's a little different from Danny Sure. I think Danny Sure's from Winnipeg. Speaking of Winnipeg, it's incumbent of us to be sure and include some more Winnipeg people. I don't think I did not do enough of that today. And where was Jeff Healey either? But we did hear the Five Blind Boys of Alabama and George Shearing and Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles. We heard Robert Wyatt, Diane Sure. We heard Gaylene Lee. And I'm leaving you with Scrooge McDuck because this is on our new CD shelf from 1997. Not that new. recorded live at the West End Cultural Center, May 26, 1997. So it's very local because they're just up the street from here. Check out the program. They're having, they're going to be selling passes this year. I got to go. This is a 5-minute song. We got 5 minutes left. Oh, tomorrow, the WJO or members of are going to be playing Django Reinhardt kind of hot five quintet music over at the, patio at the Centre Culturel Franco-Manitoba and the CCFM at Provence and Des Murins, and I didn't play you any Django Reinhardt like I meant to because he too made its way in the world with fewer fingers than most and yet made that incredible music. This is called Fierce Warmth, because this is what's going on outside today exactly. Fierce Warmth. So take all the right precautions and drink a lot of water and come back on Tuesday for Little Big Tent. See you then. Thanks for joining me.
Her tongue drips humid thoughts, sweet lies and forget-me-nots. The sweat beads on her chest smell of fresh love and tenderness. And I can still recall the first time we lay like this, just a few short hours after our first kiss. And I knew it then, as I know now, this woman has a fierce warmth. I can feel her breath pulse, as soft as the word itself. And her speech pulls and tumbles deep, and tells me that her trust I'll keep. And I can still recall the first time we lay like this, just a few
short hours after our first kiss, and I knew it then. 'Cause I know now, this woman has a fierce warmth above. Love left me secure, but your hand is hurting that I conjure up in her. But I have no way to tell her, no way to make it clear. This woman has the fierce warmth.